Southlake police found the 27-year-old pitcher inside a Hilton hotel room in July, where he was pronounced dead. Today, the medical examiner ruled that Skaggs died of a combination of both fentanyl and oxycodone found in his body. He was also drunk, over twice the legal limit at the time of his death, which Dr. Amy Grusecki, pathologist with American Forensics, says exacerbated the problem.
When you combine two potent opioids, the fentanyl and the oxycodone, and then you add in some alcohol, that is a recipe for depressing the brain so much that it causes unconsciousness and, in this case, death.
Police say they continue to investigate the matter. Skaggs was supposed to pitch in the four-game series against the Rangers. The first game was postponed. Austin, York News Radio 1080, KRLD.